It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. New York City Council members wrapped up a month's worth of hearings that once again pored over Mayor Eric Adams' proposed spending plan, which currently stands at nearly $107 billion. It's part of an annual lengthy process where both the council and the administration hash out how they're going to spend taxpayer money, and it's coming on the heels of some enormous challenges. Joining us to discuss as the city enters the final phase of budget talks is David Cruz, WNYC's People and Power editor. David, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So walk us through this process that wrapped, David. Members reviewed the so-called executive budget, right?
Right, that's right. So this is the penultimate step before members of the City Council and Mayor Adams meet behind closed doors to start shaping the final look of what's called the expense budget. Now, think of this step in the budget process that wrapped up as the second draft. The first draft was in the form of the preliminary budget that was released in January. Council members looked it over through a series of hearings and then made recommendations that they sent back to the mayor. The mayor then came back with what was a revised budget and, as required, gave members and the public another chance to weigh in.
Well, throughout this process, the mayor's top budget director warned that every city agency is slated to face steep cuts. What are New Yorkers expected to see?
So Jacques Gija, who's the city's top budget director and essentially the architect of the budget, has ordered some agencies to cut their budgets by as much as 4%. This hasn't sat well with council members who say these agency cuts will severely impact public services that impact regular New Yorkers. As you know, one of our reporters, Julia Haywood, reported, that includes cuts to programs for older New Yorkers. These programs include $5 million in cuts to meal delivery programs, and it's coming at a time when there are more older New Yorkers living in the city. Then there's also a proposal to cut nearly $600 million to expand 3K education across the city. And from a law enforcement standpoint, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, that's the independent body that investigates claims of police misconduct, is also likely to scale back a recently launched unit that looks into allegations of racial profiling by police officers.
Sounds like a lot of cuts that could have some significant impact.
That's right. And then, of course, there's even more cuts. Among them are cuts to libraries, which officials say will lead to scale back hours of service and fewer programs.
Well, I mentioned that the city is facing some big challenges, none more pressing, it seems, than the ongoing migrant crisis. How are politics and practicality shaping this budget?
Well, Gija has consistently said that the migrant crisis has led to unexpected costs, estimating that $4.3 billion in city taxpayer money will be spent by June 2024 in response to the crisis, though that figure is in dispute. That's because, you know, the city says it needs more money, and they're calling this crisis pretty much unsustainable. And with Washington really doing little to support the city in this crisis, a sentiment that, you know, I guess is shared even by the staunchest critics of the city's handling of the crisis, Gija says that the price tag could balloon more than projected, and that means even further cuts down the road. Now, you know, this has been a very thorny subject all around. While the city continues to say this crisis and dicey economic headwinds are reasons the city's crying poverty, advocates for migrants say that more can be done in getting this coordinated. But I will say both sides do agree that they're in need of more federal aid.
All right, David, we were talking about the different steps in the budget process. Where do we go from here?
So from here, we enter a round of negotiations, and they'll be behind closed doors. A contingent of members who are part of the council budget negotiation team will meet with the mayor's staff to hammer out the final details. Then a budget agreement should be passed before July with the traditional handshake, or in the case last year where we saw a hug between the mayor and the council speaker, Adrian Adams. Those times, of course, were less contentious. But, you know, given the fact that the council felt it was duped last year following a saga involving the city's education budget, it's conceivable that we'll see talks come all the way down to the wire this time out.
And perhaps not with a hug at the end.
Right.
All right. WNYC's People and Power editor, David Cruz, thanks for speaking with us.
You bet.